Yeah.
Hello, my name is Brian. May I speak to Laura Rhodes?
Yeah, that's me. I'm just on my way to work.
My name is Brian.
I got a minute. I got a long elevator ride, and my office is quiet. I'm almost at my office. I'm going to meet you out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Well, listen, my name is Brian. I'm calling on behalf of business financing. I'm here to get you a term loan, a business line of credit, or revenue-based funding.
My boss has been on my ass. I'm almost late today. He's going to write me up again. It's not going to be pretty. But we're almost there. Almost at the elevator. I might lose you in the elevator, but we should be good. Usually pretty good service here. So, go on. What were you saying?
Yeah, I'm calling on behalf of business financing. I'm trying to get you a term loan, a business line of credit, or revenue-based funding.
All right, hold the door. Can you hold it, please? I'm coming in. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Is there anything you
want? No, I'm going to 54.
54?
Yeah.
All
right. Thank you.
I don't know.
It's supposed to go
down. No.
The arrow set up when I walked in the lobby. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess you're going for a ride.
I know.
Anyway, okay, sorry. Sorry. Anyway, what were you saying? Go ahead.
Yeah, so the approval process takes less than 24 hours and just two questions. How many years have you been in business?
You're working for Zilli Enterprises?
Yeah, I'm
34. Oh, shit, lucky you. I used to work for them.
Yeah. Were you, because they moved
I'm
to that before? I was 27.
Yeah.
Okay. I came in right after they did the move, so
I was ready to get fired at the time.
Oh.
Probably started.
Yeah.
But, it's actually the best thing that ever happened to me. But hey, as long
good.
As you have it.
Well, I can't wait to get out there, to be honest with you.
You see?
Okay.
Sorry for interrupting.
No, it's good. Anyway, what were you saying? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, almost my floor. My office is a lot quieter, so I can jump there. Mm-hmm. Whoa, what was that?
Oh, don't tell me it's again. That
God.
Happened 2 times last week.
Did you really? I wasn't here last week.
Yeah.
I thought they were supposed to fix it, right?
Oh my God, they should, but...
Just push the... Try to push the 54 again. I'm sorry, the elevator just stopped, so we're trying to figure out what's going on. Hang on a second.
No,
I'm
not. Is that happening?
No.
We have to call.
Well, before you do that, because sometimes they're just like... the computer just needs to reset itself. This one time I was in an elevator, I just gave it like 20 seconds and it was fine. So, you know, just give it a second before we... I don't want to set the alarm off. I'm like, honestly, if we set the alarm off, I'm going to be really late. And I'm already kind of late and I'm going to get in trouble. You know how that guy is.
I just finished my...
You know how David is.
Yeah.
Can you still hear me? Do I have service? What floor are we even on? Does it tell you? I think we're close. We're close.
That's actually 27.
Are we near
27? How random.
It felt like we were a lot closer, but okay, so we're like 27 floors up in a stuck elevator. It's freaking amazing. I'm so sorry. You can still hear me though, right? Because the reception usually is okay in these elevators, but you never know. And plus it's not working in here and it's starting to get a little warm.
Such a freaking cheap bastard.
I know.
I told him so many times, just call the company. Call the elevator company and freaking fix that. This building was like founded in 1928.
Oh my. Well, I'm new here. I've only been here a few weeks.
That's my second decade pushing, and I've been dealing with this bullshit over and over again. But guess what? Nobody gives a shit about us, little ants.
Yeah. Well, look, it's all right. And that, well, hey, you know what? To be honest with you, now I have an excuse. So now, because I was already going to be late, right? So,
right.
And that was my fault. But now I can blame it on the elevator because, you know, we set the alarm off. So actually, like, you know what? Go ahead and push it. I want you to push it. If you can push the alarm.
Actually,
push it.
With pleasure.
Yeah, go ahead and push it.
Loud.
All right. Well, someone will
hear
that for sure.
Oh,
does
this
stay on long?
Hey! Can anybody hear us? Hello?
Does it stay on? Oh. Okay. It only goes on for like 15 seconds.
That's it. So right now, hello?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Hey!
We need help!
Isn't there a button you can call someone?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but there's an alarm button and a phone button. Call the phone button.
You think I can do that, you smart ass?
I already
pushed 3 times.
No, you pushed the alarm. The button with the bell is what you just pushed.
Okay, that's
the
bell.
There's a button beneath that. It's the fire department.
Okay, and I pushed 2 of them.
Well,
that's the bell thing.
There's supposed to be someone talking to it.
One more time. Yeah, but you know why?
Why?
Because they don't have batteries. They don't want to spend it. Such a fucking cheap ass.
Oh, we're to
they
that again.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, the situation is what it is, so let's just... Be patient.
I hope somebody can hear.
Okay, well, I'm on an important call. Does your phone work? Can you call someone? Call the lobby.
I don't use
call phone. Tony at the lobby. What do you mean you use phone?
Even close. My wife told me that there is a way that can, you know,
oh my
keep away and you can get a cancer.
That's great. Okay. Well, here, I'm going to send a text because I don't want to hang. I'm sorry. I'm not going to hang up the call. I'm not going to hang up. I'm going to send a text really quick. I have my Bluetooth in here, so I have my phone. I can text.
Hello? Did anybody hear us?
The 27th floor is, like, vacant, I thought, right? Can you spread the... try opening the door.
So true.
Try opening the door so you can see through it. Maybe if we're halfway...
After that accident...
I know, but if we're halfway on the 26th floor, maybe we'll just... Can you see the doors open? Try opening the doors.
Yeah.
You got those Russian arms.
I got my...
All right, well, that didn't work at all. All right. Hit the alarm again.
Hello? Can anybody hear us? Hey, we stopped here.
I have an idea. Can you, because I'm not getting a text back from Tony, can you call the fire department for us? We just need, I mean, it's not like an emergency. No one's hurt, but we do need to get out of this elevator.
In Manhattan, it should, like, you know, fire department should be, they should see that, you know? That's what I was saying.
Wait, you hear that? Oh my god.
Holy shit.
What's going on?
I think one of the cables got loose.
Here's what we'll do. Let's distribute our weight evenly. So you stand over on that side and I'm going to stand over here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Have you ever been in this situation before? My battery's probably going to die soon. I probably shouldn't be on the phone that much. No, it's an important call. It's a business thing. But I have 38%. Is that enough, you think?
Didn't you just call 911?
I don't want to call. I don't want to draw more attention to this.
What about if we're going to die? Oh, he's going to come off. You see, like,
I think you're being a little over dramatic. Okay.
Yeah.
I think
why it's not equal right now?
Because you're being over dramatic. I think all that elevator.
I put it on the floor, so why do I do one side upside down?
Because the mechanics are broken, but we're not.